From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harem Helmy. This week on the show, a conversation with a guy who lobbies for rural health care. Rural hospitals serve a population that's sicker and more likely to be uninsured. So these hospitals provide a lot of care that goes uncompensated. To stay open, these hospitals depend on special federal designations that give them a higher rate of reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid. But as lawmakers scramble to trim the U.S. budget, these payments are vulnerable to cuts. Take the sequestration, for example. It reduces Medicare reimbursements by 2%, which amount to about $11 billion in cuts in 1 year. David Lee is the D.C.-based policy manager for the National Rural Health Association. On his recent trip to Columbia, I get a chance to talk with him. What are some of the biggest challenges in advocating for rural health in D.C.?
I think some of the biggest challenges are just a lack of understanding of exactly what challenges rural healthcare providers face. A lot of times folks think that rural healthcare is just urban healthcare on a smaller scale, but it's really not. It's folks engaging in rural healthcare face a number of additional challenges and alternative challenges that really necessitate different payment methodologies, different efforts, and different things to help maintain access in rural communities.
Could you talk a little bit about these challenges?
So according to the Department of Health and Human Services, rural communities face higher unemployment than urban communities do. Their populations are generally older, poorer, and report worse health status. Already you're dealing with a sicker population that has, by and large, less insurance. You are treating patients who are sicker with less likelihood of getting reimbursement back for the treatment that you're giving. You also have a challenge in recruiting and retaining practitioners, both on the physician level, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, to come to rural communities.
So what do you think is, you know, what's the knowledge gap? Even CBO, you know, recommends all these cuts to Medicare reimbursements and stuff like that. You know, what's going on there, you know?
So during the 1980s and 1990s, over 400 rural hospitals throughout the nation, including some here in Missouri, did close because of the financial challenges that they were faced with, again, because of older populations that generally didn't have the ability to pay for the services that they were receiving. And these financial challenges really led to over 400 hospitals closing throughout those two decades. One of the issues is that we haven't had the cataclysmic number of closures that we had during the 1980s and 1990s. And I think a lot of folks believe that we've just gotten to a point where the crisis of care in rural America has been fixed, and we don't need to be actively engaging in a lot of these programs anymore to help with that process.
While they're often the largest employers in an area, rural hospitals also tend to operate on a narrow profit margin. One study shows that the average profit margin for a rural Missouri hospital is actually a loss. It's at negative 1.7% of its revenue. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harem Helmy.